candidates have dropped out of two big state primary races, and joining us this morning with his analysis of what this could mean is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Dan, good to be with you, and it's that time of year.
Indeed it is. So we've seen Quentin Palfrey drop out of the Attorney General's race and Sonia Chang Diaz drop out of the governor's race. What is this going to mean?
Well, first of all, I think it's the first time that I can remember that two candidates withdrew from the race after the ballots were printed. So when people go to the ballot box next Tuesday in the Democratic primary, those two names will still be on the ballot.
And as with early voting, some people have already cast their ballots.
They claim 250,000 plus Democrats have already voted, and in Kingston, 250,000 Democrats statewide in Kingston, 1,300 total voters have already voted in this year's primary.
Now, what impact could this have on the remaining candidates in those two races?
Well, they'll go head on head, Campbell and Reardon, and this all sparked, I think, when candidate Reardon got so many big endorsements from Senator Warren and Mayor Wu last week, and then I think Pawsey figured out he couldn't win. So even though he'd been criticizing Campbell in the early part of the contest, he decided to step out and endorse her.
And do you think Sonia Chang Diaz dropping out is going to have any impact on the governor's race?
No, I don't think it's because she did it quite a while ago. She has been reported as going to vote for herself, even though she's not an active candidate.
And, of course, there are still some Republican races going on.
Yeah, we have the Republicans have a race for governor and a race for lieutenant governor. Jeff Deal and Doughty, and Jeff, of course, has been endorsed by former President Trump. But that will be on the Republican side, and I think less a turnout in that particular party.
And, of course, we're going to be analyzing all of this on Tuesday night.
We'll be on with Christine, and she does such a spectacular job, and we'll be on at 7 o'clock, and people can go out and vote, or even if they have, tune us on, and we'll tell you what we think is going to happen.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it, and we'll all hear from you on Tuesday night.
Thanks, Stan.